I've always said Matthews, you know, I played with him and I coached him, etc. I think he influenced the results of more games than any other player I can remember. But I think Mitchell has reached the stage where he has almost surpassed Matthews. Now, that's a huge
statement to make. Matthews.
Yeah, I would put him in the same category now in terms of influencing the results of games.
Praise doesn't come any higher from the great David Parkin than that for Sam Mitchell, who will reach the 300th game mark this weekend when he runs out at the MCG to take on the Tigers. And the Hawks star joins us here on Breakfast this morning. G'day, Sam. How are you going?
I'm going well. I'm a little bit embarrassed to hear that. I think I know that Parko doesn't drink, but it sounded like he had a couple when he made that.
Oh, it's high praise and rightfully deserved, Sam. You've had an amazing season this year, but you must be delighted with the consistent footy you've been able to produce over a number of years now.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's probably, I guess when we look at other players that have played for a lot of footy, probably my good games aren't quite as good as many of the others, but I think I've been pretty consistent, and that's all you can get out of yourself is playing close to your best as often as you can, and that's something I've tried to do every week and probably have had a little bit more success, a bit easier as an inside mid than most of the other positions on the ground, though.
Sam, can I ask you about your early days? So when you're at Box Hill and you're fighting for a chance to play senior footy, did you ever get to a point in that time when it was tough that you thought it wasn't going to happen?
Probably not when I was at Box Hill so much. I mean, when I was at Eastern Rangers and I didn't get invited to draft camp or didn't get to do a pre-season and all those sorts of things, and you probably don't think that you're going to make it. I mean, I understand where the recruiters were coming from at the time, though, because it was the era of Anthony Koutafidis, and for the listeners who are old enough to remember how extraordinary he was and the type of player he was, and then little stumpy old me would not really fit into that mould. So I understood why they weren't perhaps all that interested in me, although it was disappointing at the time. I kind of do now, looking back, understand why I was perhaps not the first one on their draft board.
Did you have any other clubs talk to you prior to, other than Hawthorn?
No, I didn't. I was with Box Hill, so I used to do a little bit with Hawthorn. I used to come down and train with them a little bit, so I kind of knew some of the guys at Hawthorn already, but I'd never had any contact with any other clubs, so I wasn't sure. If I hadn't got drafted by Hawthorn, I'm not sure. I've never heard that someone else would have drafted me. There was a bit of a rumour that Collingwood might have, but I never found out from anyone that would have actually known.
So who was the one? If you put your finger on the person that actually was the reason why you are playing your 300th game this weekend, who is it?
Oh, it would be impossible to go for one person. Probably Donald McDonald in those early days. He was the one that kept knocking on the recruiter's doors and said, hey, this kid's going to be all right, this kid's going to be all right. And he was probably the one that pushed my case, along with David Parkin, which is probably why he's a little bit biased in his appraisal of my career so far. But those two guys in the early days of my career were pretty important. And then, I mean, you don't play 300 games without a huge amount of people supporting you along the way. Probably your wife is the number one. She's put up with me for 270 of them and made sure I've had everything around me that I've needed to play well on a consistent basis.
Sam, your skill level is something that everyone admires, your ability both sides of the body to hit targets and under enormous pressure. Just give us a sense of how hard you work at that still 300 games into your career.
I still work pretty hard on that component. I mean, early on, I think what coaches used to do when I started was whatever you were poor at, that was what you had to work on. You know, outside wingers, they would forever being hounded about their contested possession work, and guys like me forever being hounded about how we're not covering enough ground, whereas now, probably changed a little bit, particularly at Hawthorn, where our inside mids, we're really focused on our ground level play, our kicking, and our runners, they focus on their running. So that's probably suited me. The coaches have been giving me a bit of a license to just go for whatever kicks I think I can hit. And if I miss one, then just keep backing yourself and keep trying to do that. So if you're going to have that license from your coaches, you better make the right decision and make the right ball use when you get it. So that's what I work on most of the time. If I have an hour to train, 45 or 50 minutes would be working on things I'm already pretty good at, and only 10 or 15 minutes would be working on what are perceived weaknesses.
Sam, off the SMS coming through loud and asking all the time of you, were you always a good left foot kick, or is that something that you just you realise that you needed to be great on both sides to be an accomplished player?
Probably a little bit of both. I grew up kicking on both feet a lot more than most of the kids. And then I got to, it's probably one aspect of my game which I haven't listened to my coaches all that much. I think most of the coaches I've had said, you know, get off your left foot, stop kicking on your left. And I don't know, I never really listened to them.
So good.
Usually whatever a coach said, I just did it religiously. You know, you need to get better at this. So I'd endlessly do whatever they were saying. But the left and right thing, I always thought giving up one side of my body would be detrimental to my overall game. So I've always worked really hard on making sure I can kick both sides of the body. And I'm really glad now. It's probably took 10 years before people appreciated it, that it was actually a useful skill rather than showboating. But certainly in the last 5 or 6 years, the dialogue around it has completely changed. If you looked at an article from 5 or 6 years ago about both side kicking, you would call people, you know, stop theorising. Whereas now everyone wonders why everyone can't kick on both feet. But when you go back through the history of it, I do understand why a lot of people only kick on one foot.
Sam Mitchell's with us, 300 games with the Hawthorn Football Club this weekend when the Hawks take on the Tigers. Multiple premierships in all of that and all the other accolades that have come along in a glittering career. Let's talk about the team a bit. It's, once again, the resilience of the Hawks is impressive. I think last week was your fifth win that you've had this season, below 10 points in the margin column. Just the ability to win games when they're on the line and the calmness required to do so seems to be in the DNA of the team.
Yeah, I guess we hope that's true. We're 5-0 at the moment, but that doesn't mean we're going to be 10-0. You know, we're going to lose games if we continue to play that closely. So what we really focus on is making sure we know what to do in those situations, which I guess stacks the odds in our favour. You know, it's a 50-50 game. We always feel like it might be 60-40 our way because we've practiced it. We have a few calm heads. We try to play with a bit of composure when we know what to do. But there's 40% of it that's still luck, and that's gone our way this year. But, you know, we can't afford to keep playing 10-point games because we're going to lose one or two eventually. And, you know, when you get to September, you can't afford to lose any.
Sam, hypothetical. You heard of Starsky and Hutch?
Yes.
Okay, if you're Starsky, who's your Hutch? Out of all the players you played with, who's the one bloke that you're going to take as your right-hand man, your wingman?
When you become a detective in LA in 1970.
Who's the bloke that you're going to take?
Well, it'd be hard to go past Hodgie, probably, because we have played, I mean, I'm playing my 300th, I think he's up to about 280. We've probably played 275 of them together. And everything I can't do, he can, and most of the things that are the other way around, between us, we can cover just about everything on the field, so I'll probably take Hodgie.
Fair enough.
Going into this weekend, 300 games, it seems you've got a lot more football in your legs. You've been pretty good with injury over recent times. So what are you looking at in the next couple of years? You're not looking at considering year on year at the moment. How is it for you?
I've had about 6 1-year contracts in a row, so I've been getting the same, I'm getting the same question about how long you think you can play. On the way out today, my wife said, you know, enjoy today because you're bloody not playing 400.
she's put a cap on it, has she?
Yeah, pretty much. So, but
well, you keep reproducing. You've got to look after your little ones.
The,
and so and
the kids would love it too.
Yeah, the kids are loving it. And to be honest, you know, hopefully all the listeners will keep this one in the vault. I'm sure she's not listening. But, you know, I'll just keep playing. We won't tell her that I still aim to try and get to 400.
Hey, we're talking about running with the Bulls before, Sam.
I was listening to that.
Who's the one player at Hawthorn that would struggle if you put him in that race?
James Sicily would be no chance. He'd be a little toothpick, but the bloke I'd back be Paul Puopolo. He'd just duck under the ball, push him out of the way, probably tackle the next one that came. He'd be brilliant.
Yeah, he'd be all right, wouldn't he?
Great to talk to you, Sam. Congratulations well on done. 300 up and that elite club you become a member of, and plenty more football to come as well if you're allowed. Good to talk to you.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your day.
Sam Mitchell there from the Hawks. This Saturday, Sunday I should say, at 3:20 p.m. he runs out for Hawthorn in his 300th game against the Tigers.